We're at a Holiday Inn Express. So the breakfast buffet there is where they have the cereal where you turn the knob and like four pieces fall out. It's like how you feed a cat for a long weekend, you know? And you're like, that's enough. They had batter and syrup. And so you pour the, but they had the waffle iron where you make it yourself. So you pour the batter on the waffle iron, you shut it, you turn it over, it locks, it cooks for 2 minutes, you turn it over, you open it, half the waffle comes off, half stays forever. So I'm with my buddy of mine that's my age. So we go through, he's in front of me. Batter and syrup, they're in clear containers. They're not labeled, but they're in clear containers. He gets the syrup and starts pouring it on the waffle iron. And I'm not even stopping him because he's not doing it where he's going, I've never done that. He's doing it where we're probably going to try it after. I mean, he's just like, we're like, dude, I can't wait to see what this guy's making. Like, he might know something that I don't know. He shuts it, turns it over, it cooks. He's like looking at us. We're like, I mean, the whole line's like, yeah, what is that going to be? And it makes black smoke is what it makes. Just, I mean, dark black smoke. Just starts filling the lobby. The manager comes over. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I guess I poured the wrong one. These are not labeled. And the guy's like, they're in clear containers. Do you not know the difference of batter and syrup? And he's like, I bet it happens all the time. He goes, I've worked here my whole life and I've never seen this.
To this song the Supremes used to do. They used to push out their hand, stop in the name of love. All those Motown groups had great choreography when they sang. Let me tell you, when I went to Diana Ross's house, well, I didn't actually go there. I drove by. She lived next door to Herb Alpert and Sammy Davis Jr. And Sammy was having a party that night. We were going to go in there, and we were like pulled in front of Diana Ross's house to check out, you know, if we should go to the party. Sammy's, you know, all these caterers were going in. We could have just walked in. They, you know, I was there with two guys from another radio, from our radio station. We could have just walked right in. They wouldn't have known. We'd just carry a tray or something in there. But Diana Ross had this immaculate house. So did, they all did in the neighborhood. They lived across the street from Lucille Ball, Jack Benny, James Stewart. They all lived on the same block together. Imagine that block party. Whoa. It's 6:09, and it's going to be a beautiful sunny day today. Highs near 43. Showers tonight. Lows around 39 for tomorrow's egg extravaganza at the Racine Zoo. Cloudy, just a very, very slight chance of showers. Even nothing even to talk about. I don't know why I even mentioned it. But it's going to be warm. Highs near 48 degrees. Cloudy with a chance of showers on Sunday and a high near 44. That's Easter Sunday. On this Good Friday, it's clear and 27 degrees right now. But the big news is it's opening day. Take two. The Brewers and the New York Mets at Citi Field in Queens, 1205 here on WRJN. Take two. I guess it rained yesterday in New York. But they'll have opening day today. And I was seeing some of the highlights from opening day across America yesterday. A lot of home runs, a lot of great pitching. Yeah, it was all good. You know, nothing, you know, devastating. We'll get the lowdown on today's opener with Mike Clemens coming up at 7:50 this morning with his sports segment. At 7 o'clock, we will be talking to Rick Toler. Rick Taylor is going to be here. Rick Taylor from the Royal Family Kids Camp. This is the last day. We're asking for those... that money for the auction for the Bucks Celtics tickets. Today's the last day for it. We'll go over that. And also, coming up at 7:30 this morning, we'll find out what's new at the movies. A big one. Big, big, big. I mean, big. It's coming out today at theaters. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theater is going to be here. Last week, he had a big secret he couldn't tell us. Now he can tell us, and we'll find out what the big secret was that he couldn't reveal. I tried to beat it out of him. I couldn't do it. He wouldn't give in. No, he's good. During the war, he wouldn't give up anything. I mean, if he was in World War II right now and the Nazis needed secrets from him, he wouldn't give it up. No, he's good. He's a good guy. At 611 WRJN, thanks for joining us here. I am Don Rosen again, and it was something I was going to say. Now I forgot what it was. All right. Anyway, so 7-Eleven is announcing a new sparkling water that tastes just like their Big Bite hot dogs. Now, people are thinking and hoping this is an early April Fool's joke, but so far, no. Hot dog flavored water. Oh, makes me want to run and throw up. The thought of that. All right, a study found 2 back-to-back nights of bad sleep makes us feel more than 4 years older than we really are. See, I don't know what a bad night's sleep is. I'm a clock watcher, and that's not good because I'm so afraid I'm going to oversleep that I look at the clock. I don't like to find out how much more time I have to sleep. Now, I have 2 alarm clocks in the morning. I got one on my cell phone, and I have one of the old-fashioned kind that goes, it's sitting on my, because I can't be late. So I always get up before the alarm clock anyway, but there's always that chance because I'm always checking the clock at night. I'm a clock watcher, and I think that gives me a bad night's sleep, and I think I look 4 years older than I really am, or feel 4 years older than I really am. You know, you got to ask yourself, are we on the same planet with these people? A hunter called police in northeast Washington State. Said he's coming in from out of town next month, and he wants to know if it's legal to hunt Sasquatch. That's Bigfoot. The chief of police wanted to pass this along to him. He says he's pretty sure there aren't any around because his deputies probably would have hit one with a patrol car by now, and they haven't. But do you believe these people are on the same planet as us? Is it okay to hunt Sasquatch? All right, do you go to work sick? The average American spends 84 hours a year working sick. Or just over 2 weeks worth of sick days. And the top reason is we won't take a sick day because we don't want people to think we're lazy or a wuss. No, we'd just rather get everybody in the office sick. That's what we'd rather do. Here's a fun fact for you. Kobe Bryant. His full name was Kobe Bean Bryant. He was named after the Japanese Kobe beef. I guess his parents saw it on a menu and said, what a great name. Bean was a shortened form of his father's nickname, Jelly Bean. It's a good thing they weren't at a fast food restaurant. Like at Arby's. Oh, let's name him Beef and Cheddar. That's not a bad name. Odd but true. You know that black box on an airplane is usually bright orange or red, not black. So why do they call it a black box? And the answer is it was originally black. But they were too hard to find after a crash. You think that would be... When they made the black box, we have to find this immediately after a crash. Let's make it black so it blends in with everything else. How long did it take them to say, let's make it bright orange? You know, it's tough being an actor. You think, oh, this is great. He has the life, all this money, catering, the beautiful women, everything. You know, it's great being an actor. All right. Here's a list of nasty foods actors had to eat while filming. Nicolas Cage ate cockroaches for the movie Vampire's Kiss. Christian Bale ate maggots for Rescue Dawn. And Leonardo DiCaprio actually was eating raw bison liver for the movie The Revenant. I saw him eating that. Now, can't they get another type of food to, use instead of these real things? Instead of maggots, can't you use, rice? And instead of a cockroach, can you get, a gummy bear, gummy roach or something, make a gummy roach. And for the liver, you could have used anything, but this is why I didn't go into acting. Forget the fact that I can't act. This is one of the main reasons. Judge Judy is 81 years old, and she keeps in shape and looking good by working out every day with her 90-year-old husband for a total of 10 hours a week. She is 81, her husband's 90, they work out for 10 hours a week. Doesn't that make you ashamed of yourself for sitting around doing nothing? Shame on me. I'm always complaining. Oh, that's too much exercise. And here's a 90-year-old guy doing it. I remember when I, right after I had my heart surgery about 13 years ago, I was going to cardio rehab at Ascension. And there was this guy there. It turns out he was in his 80s, and he used to start off the, you know, we had to do workouts for our heart stuff. They had special training, you know, to get your heart back in shape again. This guy, he was in his 80s. He was a, you know, a vet, and he used to do push-ups on the floor. But I mean perfect push-ups. And I'm looking at him saying, I feel so, you know, lazy and out of shape. This guy is doing push-ups on the floor. The only thing he didn't do was clap his hands in between the push-ups. But, wow. I said, I feel terrible. Now, true, I had, you know, just had heart surgery. To tell you how weak you feel after you just had open heart surgery, I was carrying a jug of water out of the refrigerator, and it fell out of my hand. I couldn't hold on to it. It was too heavy. My son was taking me for a walk. This is after I got out of the hospital. He was taking me for a walk outside. I got down the steps, the front porch, got to the driveway and said, let's go back. I couldn't handle it. And when you go to work out, the first thing you do is have to sit there and just use a little crank for your arms. You can't believe how tired you get after heart surgery. It really is. That was 13 years ago. I can carry the jug of water now, and I can get past my driveway. But I remember when I first came back here to the radio station, the doctor had to call the radio station and say, listen, he can't walk down steps. He's not to carry anything heavy. And I remember I was carrying some equipment out to our van. We were doing a remote broadcast, and Lou Turner was coming, running after me. Put that down, put that down, put that down. They each had to keep their eye on me. I'll tell you so. You really feel weak after you have surgery. But good for Judge Judy and her husband. Wow. All right. Here are six signs someone's really a bad friend. They take more than they give. They're way too honest. You would think that would be a good sign of a friend, being way too honest. They don't respond well to feedback. You're always the one who has to initiate communication. That one I could see. The way they gossip always tears people down. And they won't take no for an answer, like when you insist you can't go out for a weeknight, they still want you to go out. I guess it's time to look for a better friend, right? I have like one or two friends that are... Actually, I have one friend that I ever do anything with. Yeah, my wife is my friend, but, you know. Oh, well. And, we'll get to the rest in just a minute here. All right, opening day today. Take two. Yesterday, we rained out. The Brewers take on the Mets today at Citi Field in Queens, New York. Right by where the World's Fair used to be. 12.05 p.m. live on WRJN today, all right? Sunny, highs near 43 degrees. Let's see, some showers tonight, lows 39. Cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of a shower. Highs near 48 right now on this Good Friday. It's clear in 27.
So high, I'm in love with you. Oh, I found out how good it feels to have your
It's 6:21 at WRJN. And today's the last day for our ride into spring. Text to win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway as well as grand prizes that include a bike, blender, and patio love seat. We will have a keyword for you, a different one today at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. And all you do is have to download the Civic Media app and look for WRJN and text the word I'm going to give you at 7 o'clock this morning. Don't ask for it early. Don't be calling up because you have a head start. You're not getting it, all right? Well, at least not for free. I'm only kidding. I'm not giving it out. 7:06 this morning. We'll give it out to you, all right? That's our special keyword. The last day today for our statewide contest right into spring. Rick Teller's coming in this morning. It's our last day to get you to bid on those tickets for the Bucks Celtics and all the money going to the Royal Family Kids Camp this summer. So today's your last day to bid on those. The high bid right now, $1,200 for four tickets and the VIP treatment at Five Serve Forum to see the Bucks and Celtics on April 9th. We'll talk more about that with Rick coming up. 622 at WRJ and Linda Ronstadt. Just one look. Who did the original that? Barbara Lewis? No, it wasn't Barbara Lewis. Just one look. I can't think of the original version of that. I'm going to look it up. Well, the bridge disaster in Baltimore, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. What a catastrophe that was. It's going to cost insurers around $4 billion. I don't know. Can insurance companies handle that kind of money? $4 billion? Disasters like this on a smaller scale aren't unheard of. Ships have destroyed at least 35 major bridges since 1980, including 18 in the U.S. My wife and I were talking about the one in Florida. There was one of the bridges, I think in the Tampa Bay area, was damaged severely when a cargo ship went right into it, like this one. So it does happen. A former New York City police officer named Bill Stanton was on CNN talking about the bridge catastrophe and what to do if your car is ever submerged in water. And it's sad, but he felt the need to tell people to not start filming a TikTok. Try to get out. Get help. Don't start filming TikToks because it'll be the last one you ever do. You believe he actually had to do that? That is kind of sad. Have you ever walked out on a movie because it was really, really bad? 46% of us have done it. I did it. The one I can remember is North Dallas 40. I live in Atlanta. And the picture was so bad, I walked out. Some other people walking out, too. I mean, today, people talk about it like it's a great, you know, achievement in artistry. But it was that bad. I'm trying to remember if there's any other movies I walked out on. I can't remember them. But there might have been. But that one was really bad. North Dallas 40. Ugh, I don't know why. Maybe I was in a bad mood that night. All right. It's not always what it seems. An old lady in England thought she found a baby hedgehog on the side of the road and rushed it to the vet. Turned out it was just a fluffy pom-pom from a hat. When she picked it up, didn't she realize it while she was driving it to the vet? It wasn't, you know, it wasn't real. Meanwhile, someone thought they saw a mountain lion in San Francisco on Tuesday. It was really just a big house cat. That's good. All right. Seemed like you'll never get those student loans paid off. I was very lucky with my student loan. I'll tell you about that in a second. Station in Chicago, TV station, talked to a 71-year-old retired grandma who's still paying off her student loan. She owes $108,000 on it. She's 71 years old, still paying the student loan off. I had my student loan when I went to Hofstra University. We had bumper stickers, Land of Tuition. At that time, it was $107 a credit. And that was back in the early 70s. And that was a lot of money for a credit. But anyway, so I got this loan, and I don't remember what bank it was. Anyway, the deal was I had to, after I graduated, I had 10 years to pay it off. The small print said, if you leave college before you graduate, you owe the money back pronto, immediately. And I did. With 3.5 years into college, I didn't do my last semester yet, which I still plan on doing. And the bank notified me and said, you owe the money now. Start paying it off. And I had to pay $47.72. Funny, I remember that figure from the 70s. $42.72 for 10 years, and I paid it off. But they I said to my mother, I think I'm going to wait to graduate. The bank's on the phone. It was that fast. I mean, they don't waste any time. Anyway, good luck to this grandma. 71 years old, still paying off her college loan. Ice Cube has offered University of Iowa basketball's phenom and star, Caitlin Clark. You've been seeing her in the news lately. She is the highest scoring player, not in women, of all. She beat Pistol Pete Maravich. She's everything. She's the highest paid ever. She's the highest scoring everything. Anyway, so Ice Cube has a basketball league called the Big Three Basketball League. He offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to play one season. Now, to put that in perspective, the highest paid payer in the WNBA, the women's league, made just $600,000 last year. She's being offered $5 million to play one season in Ice Cube's league. You kind of set there for a while if you take that deal. Showbiz news. Paul McCartney named Here, There, Everywhere as his favorite Beatles song. We have to dig that up. I got it right here somewhere. Here, There, Everywhere. That was from the Revolver album. That was a great album, Revolver. Psycho tops the list of the 40 best thrillers of all time. No doubt. No doubt. To this day, it's still good to watch. It's really a good picture. Mainly due to the great portrayal of Norman Bates by Anthony Perkins. He was really creepy in that film. Hey, here's a good trivia question about the movie Psycho, I found out. I'm going to ruin the picture for you, but if you didn't see it by now, you're not going to see it at all. At the end, when Norman Bates is in the police station and he's wrapped in a blanket and the psychiatrist just saw him, this policeman opens the door. And you know who opened the door, who the police officer was? Ted Knight. That's Ted Baxter from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Remember Ted Baxter? He plays the cop who opens the door to let the person in to see Norman Bates. I think that's pretty good. All right. Also, Steven Spielberg says Dune Part 2 is one of the most brilliant science fiction films he's ever seen in his life. And he says Timothy Chalamet riding a sandworm is one of the greatest scenes he's ever seen. And this is Steven Spielberg saying this. The guy who's directed some of the best movies in the history of motion pictures. That's great to hear that from Steven Spielberg, huh? All right, don't forget opening day today. Take two. The Brewers at Citi Field in New York to play the New York Mets. 12:05 here live on WRJN. We carry the Brewers all season long. Sunny today with a high near 43 degrees. It looks like showers tonight. Lows around 39. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers tomorrow. And a high near 48. Cloudy. Chance of showers Sunday. Highs near 44 for Easter Sunday. On this Good Friday, it's clear and 27 degrees at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. This is Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
Exam room, you know, it's just him and me. It's dark in there. The door's closed. I feel weird when he slides his chair up uncomfortably close to you. He's like this far from my face. And he shines like this goofy light into my eyes for about 5 minutes. How you doing there? I'm a little uncomfortable. Can you back up a tad? You want a piece of gum? He asked if I wanted trifocals. I've been away from the eye doctor too long. I don't know what he was talking about. Trifocals? He goes, yeah, you can see three different distances depending on where you look through the lens. You can see close, medium, or far away. And I was like, I can't even imagine getting used to that, all right? There's a book, there's a plane, there's Alpha Centauri! Anybody have a need for that, you know? Is that a fly on my nose? Is that a comet? My doctor told me this. I'm not making this up. He goes, you know you have one eye set a little bit higher than your other eye? No, I didn't know that. He goes, it's no big deal. It doesn't affect your vision or anything. I just thought you might want to be self-conscious for the rest of your life.
It's 6:38 at WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen on this Good Friday. Sunny with a high near 43. Showers tonight. Lows around 39. Cloudy for Easter Sunday. A slight chance of showers. No, that's cloudy Saturday with a slight chance of showers. Highs near 48. Cloudy with a chance of showers on Easter Sunday. Highs near 44 right now. Clear. You can see all the stars up there this morning. Boy, there were billions and billions and billions of stars. Wow. I got to check that satellite website against Starlink to see what's flying over my house. That was good, especially if it's a clear night. You really get a good shot at it. We've got to get the people back on from the Racine Astronomical Society because they have a public night coming up. And that's where you can go look through those big telescopes and see the moon men and the Martians. You can see all that stuff out there. Space aliens, they show them all. Opening day today, take two. The Brewers and the Mets will play at Citi Field in Queens, New York, 12:05 p.m. This is kind of the makeup day game from yesterday's rainout. So, you know, I can't believe they built Citi Field. They tore down the old Shea Stadium and built Citi Field with no lid on it. So when it rains, games are canceled. Most stadiums have a roof now where they don't have to worry about that stuff. Right, 6:39. Let's check the news. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center this morning. Mr. Waddles watching everything for us. It was a 25-year-old man that collided with a cow in a fatal Kenosha County car crash yesterday about 5 a.m. Dispatch got a report about a cow on 31st Street near Highway B. Shortly after deputies arrived at the scene to find the car had collided with the cow and crashed into a fence, resulting in additional cows entering the road. Investigators say the 25-year-old Michael Alien Ferrero was the person killed. Kenosha's very own Peter Barca will be resigning from his state position next month. Barca first was elected a state legislator in 1985. He spent over 5 years as the secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Barca's retirement has sparked rumors of a potential run for the first congressional district seat against Brian Stile. Governor Everts expects to announce Barker's replacement in the next few weeks. Now, even though Racine City Hall is closed for Good Friday, there's still voting going on inside. There'll be signs inside the government building directing those voting in person, absentee, to room 207. The normal election day is Tuesday. You can see your ballot and what's on it at myvote.wi.gov. Today's the last day for early voting in the city of Kenosha, by the way. Flight for Life was in Racine County yesterday to help a guy who fell from his roof. Kansasville Fire and Rescue got a call to the home on Shepherd Road south of Highway 11 for the report of a man that fell from about 10 feet high. Statement says he was cleaning a dryer vent with the type of injury and condition of the patient. It was determined the chopper was needed. The injuries aren't believed to be life-threatening. Stuart J. Waddles, our news center, watching the news for us this morning in the news center. And we'll keep an eye on these stories and more throughout the day and update them if they need updating as well. Right here at WRJN. And you can also get news online from WRJN as well. Go to the Civic Media app. You can check it out. Or just go to WRJN.com and you can check it out as well. A lot of ways to get the news. Hometown radio. That's what we do here. Our entire state covered. We have stations covering the entire state of Wisconsin. You get news from all over the state firsthand from our news centers like Stuart J. Waddles. He runs the news here and in our Waukesha station as well. So he's keeping an eye on things for us. That's good. All right, here's an interesting question for you this morning. Would you rather be a little successful while alive, then be forgotten, or have no success whatsoever until you're gone, but be remembered for generations? 15,000 Americans were polled. It's an even split. Half of us want success now. The other half want the glory later. Huh. Well, see, but you won't know it when you're gone. You don't know it. I don't want, just, you know, let life take its course, whatever it has for me. That's all I care about. That's interesting, though. Huh. Yesterday, we had another interesting question. Do you want a 100% chance of winning $1 million or a 75% chance of winning $100 billion? Most people took the 75% chance. Not me. Give me the million now. Hungry for the new, well, if you're hungry, the new Barbie movie that was out, I guess Burger King's in Brazil were doing a promotion selling burgers with pink sauce on them to promote the Barbie movie down there in Brazil. People think it looked like Pepto-Bismol. Still hungry after hearing that. Oh, wow, that's disgusting. Pink sauce on a burger. Yuck. All right. Did they? Oh, it was just pink for the Barbie movie. I was about to say, did they use any pink sauce in the movie? All right. Post Malone, the rock star, smokes an average of 40 to 45 cigarettes a day. He says he smoked as much as 80 a day. He said it's messed up his voice. No kidding. And he isn't certain concerned because he's a lifelong smoker. And Johnny Cash sounded cool when he smoked, so he's smoking. Well, Johnny Cash is dead now. I think he died from emphysema or something like that, so he doesn't want to be that cool. A company in North Carolina offered 2,000 people. Let me start over again. My glasses are in the way. I can't read. A company in North Carolina offered people $2,000 if they allowed them to come into their home and release 100 cockroaches. They needed volunteers because they're looking to test a new technique. The experiment lasted about 30 days, and the pest informer promises that you will get rid of the roaches in the end. In their new technique, if it doesn't work, they'll use traditional cockroach treatment options at no cost to you. $2,000? Make it $200,000, and I might consider it. $2,000, that's nothing. Feel-good story time. A video of a retired kindergarten teacher is going viral. A bunch of former students surprised her by showing up in their caps and gowns after graduating from high school. They wanted her to know what a lasting impact she had on them. I got to tell you something. My teachers, I could go through all my teachers. They all had a lasting impact on me. Each teacher I had, I carry something from their class, including Miss Bush. Miss Bush was my English teacher in seventh grade, and it's the only D I ever received in my life. High school, college, only D I ever received, and it was from Miss Bush. And actually, it was in junior high. So my mother and father wanted immediately, what's going on with our Donald? How dare you give him a D? He's a good student. Here's what Miss Bush said to my mother. She said, your son and I have a personality conflict. Well, what does that have to do with getting a D? Yeah. Miss Bush went on to perform in the teacher production of Little Abner. She played Daisy May. Let's give you an idea what she looked like. She played Daisy May in our production of Little Abner. She just said we had a personality conflict. I don't know why. I don't remember. I remember the class. I don't remember the conflict, though. But that's what she said. The survey asked people just how far they would go to help out their best friend. 15% of women and 10% of men said they would help their best friend cover up a crime. It's interesting. More women than men would do that. Would you cover up a crime? How about murder? If your friend said, I committed murder, I need an alibi. Would you be my alibi? I wouldn't do it. You know why? Because then you become an accessory, and before you know it, you're somebody's, you know, boyfriend in prison, and I don't want that. I don't want that. I just want to be left alone. If you commit a crime, don't tell me about it. I'll read about it or see it on Dateline. I don't need you to tell me. Researchers found that eye damage caused by too much screen time can eventually lead to damage of other vital organs. Even a shortened lifespan. So parents, keep that in mind if you want to scare your kids. All right? Or maybe just less computer time, less screen time. I'm sure it's hurt my eyes, too. Not as much as kids. I'm not on computers as much as, you know, kids are, but it's got to do some kind of damage. All right, every generation has nostalgia that the newer generations are totally missing out on. How boomers would walk 10 miles to school in 2 feet of snow, barefoot, uphill both ways. You've heard that before, right? There's a thread on social media where people in their 50s and 60s are talking about the things their childhood that people in their 20s and early 30s never got to experience, like not having all your screw-ups forever loaded on the internet, checking the TV guide and getting excited about a show or movie that might be on later in the week, the excitement of getting film developed. Remember that? You used to wait to get those pictures back, and then you had no idea what they were because it was so long ago. Browsing the video rental store and not being connected to everyone on social media. A rare first-generation iPhone just sold for $190,000, which is more than three times what a similar 2007 iPhone went for. That one was an 8-gig model. This one was a 4-gig one, and it sold for $190,000. I still have a bag phone at home. If anybody wants a bid on it, it's one of the original bag phones before they had the small, you know, little ones you could put in your pocket, the cell phones. Yeah, I had a bag phone. Question. Is a slice of pizza a snack or a meal? 20% say it's a snack. 46% said it's a meal. 31% said both equally. Men are more likely to call it a snack. Women consider it a meal. That doesn't surprise me. Yeah, one piece of pizza is a snack. If you're watching TV, I'll get that slice of pizza. It's a snack while you're watching. But if you, you know, get a big pizza, now it's a dinner. It's just the way it works out. What am I going to tell you? We do that all the time. We have pizza for dinner if we have it. But if there's one piece left over for me, I'll put it in the fridge. And if I'm watching, you know, TV or just doing something, and I just want a little snack, I'll grab the slice. Yeah, it's official. One slice is a snack. All right, opening day today. Take two, the Brewers. We'll be in New York at Citi Field in Queens, New York to take on the Mets today, 12:05 p.m. game time on WRJN Radio. The forecast on this Good Friday, sunny with a high near 43. Showers, lows around 39 tonight. Slight chance of showers tomorrow. Cloudy with a high near 48. And for Easter Sunday, cloudy, chance of showers, highs near 44 degrees. Right now, it's clear, 27 degrees. Don't forget, coming up, we're talking about the Royal Family Kids Camp one more time with Rick Taylor. He's going to be in at 7:06. At 7:30, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman. And at 7:50 this morning, sports with Mike Clemens. I'm Don Rosen. You're at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home. Guess I'll have to go now.
WRJN Radio, I'm Don Rosen, and just before we start talking about the Royal Family Kids Camp, we'll do that after the top of the hour. Rick Taylor is here, your assistant chief in the Racine Police Department. I was telling him, I watch all these videos on the Facebook videos, YouTube videos. I'd last 9 seconds, not even as a police officer, because I couldn't deal with what these people do. They catch people stealing at a Walmart. What is it? Does anybody pay for anything at Walmart anymore? Every time I turn on one of these videos, people are stealing from Walmart. And they have this, I forget what they call it. It's like a command central at Walmart that checks for people stealing. And it used to say walls of cameras. They're watching everything. And they should be, because people are stealing all the time from Walmart. So they catch you stealing. You see it on the video, and they catch you walking out the door. And the first, what'd I do? I didn't do anything. What'd I do? What'd I do? I didn't do anything. I didn't steal. I paid for it. Show us the receipt. I can't find the receipt. Do you want to see the video of you stuffing it into your pockets? Do you want to see the video? And they say, that's not me. It's you. Trust me. Ah, and then when they can, they're flailing and they're resisting and they're kicking and screaming. And then they get in the police car. They're trying to kick out the back window with their. Don't they realize that they keep mounting on charges? And what really bothers me is when the district attorney drops a lot of the charges afterwards. I wouldn't drop any of them. You're going to jail for all these charges. They just. I don't see. I never run my life like that. I don't get in trouble. Mm-hmm. I got stopped once by a police officer. It was, as a matter of fact, I was working here, and we did it was a promotion with a car dealership, and I had to take a different car every week and drive with it. And one of the cars I had no pickup. I mean, I was stepping on the gas, I wasn't going anywhere. And I was going to Lambeau Field for a broadcasting conference up there. And I get on, and at the end of the acceleration lane to get onto the freeway, the police officer had somebody pulled over. And people are going, now I know it's 70 miles an hour, 60, but people are going 80. And I can't get into the lanes because I'm stepping on the gas here. I can't go anywhere in this thing. And it was way too close to the acceleration lane. So I wasn't able to move over a lane because I'd killed trying to get in there. And there was a cop sitting on top of the hill, and he came over. And he said, I know you couldn't get up, but you weren't moved over. So I gave you a ticket. And he was very nice about it. And I said, okay. And so I had an attorney friend of mine, and I said, see what you can do with this. And he got it reduced to something. I forget what it was, very small. But that was the only time. And he said, I know you couldn't get over, but still you didn't get over. But anyway, so that was the only time I ever got a ticket in my life. But I don't know how you do it. You obviously had to work on the road at one time.
Oh, yeah, many years.
Here in Racine or other places?
Oh, yeah, here. Here, Minneapolis as well.
Oh, I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you do that kind of stuff. I don't know how you keep your cool. Because, and then when you say, can I, oh, they had a guy on there. I got to tell you this quick story. Do I have time? Yeah, I got time. Do you know who I am? You know, those type of guys.
Oh, sure.
You know who I am? Well, then you should be ashamed of yourself, because I do know who you are. Anyway, this guy said he couldn't find his registration and license. And he was being real. I'm sick. I am sick. And after she goes to the car, police car, the woman to go to the car, she checks out his information on the computer. He pulls away. She gets him at a convenience store. He's coming out with a drink. And he says, I'm sick. I'm sick. You can't take me to the hospital. They're screaming. And this screaming goes on for 20 minutes. Even at the police station, I'm sick. Take me to the hospital. And he said, but you took off. We found you at the convenience store. I was getting some Tylenol because I'm sick. Since when is Tylenol the miracle cure at a convenience store? I don't remember that ever being that. And he was just screaming the whole time. Do you know who I am? I'm a CEO of a company. I couldn't deal with that. I don't know what I would do, but I just couldn't deal with it. But you've had those stories, right?
Oh, from time to time, yeah. We know we have the satisfaction knowing that I'm going to go home tonight, and you're going to have a nice place to stay.
Oh, man. And when they resist and start doing stupid things like that, they just make it worse. It doesn't get any better.
No.
Because now you got resisting charges, you got obstruction charges, you got everything. And how these officers keep their cool, I don't know. I can never do that. That's why I like this job. I don't have to deal with the public. The other job I couldn't do is a flight attendant. I couldn't deal with those idiots, and they... who take plane trips and they start trouble in the... I never understood that, because what they do is they give them booze in the airport before they get on. They give them booze when they get on. Then they're shocked when they're drunk on the plane. Yeah. All right, Rick Taylor's here. We're going to talk about the Royal Family Kids Camp coming up in a moment. 658 WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Looking for sunshine on this Good Friday with a high near 43 degrees. Don't forget the Mets. Actually, the Brewers take on the Mets. We're looking at the Brewers at Citi Field today. 12:05 on WRJN.